Now we turn to the NBA. This week, Kobe Bryant made his first appearance before the judge who will preside over his sexual assault trial. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Todd Boyd. He's the author of a new book, Young, Black, Rich, and Famous. They spoke about Kobe and how other NBA stars have influenced American culture.
Todd Boyd, who's your favorite active basketball player?
If we were talking favorites, I guess I'd have to say Allen Iverson.
But do you think he's the best player in the NBA?
That's a different question.
Yep.
The best all-around player, I still can't see anybody better than Shaq.
So the fact that you think that Shaq's the best, but Allen Iverson is your favorite, goes in a way to the heart of the argument you're putting forth in your book, which is sort of an aesthetic consideration of the NBA. So what is it about Allen Iverson that captures your imagination, the imagination of so many younger NBA fans?
Iverson's 6 foot, if it's exaggerated. He's a little man in a big man's game, but, you know, the energy and the drive and the desire that he brings to the game of basketball day in and day out, in addition to his, you know, hip-hop aesthetic. And so to me, when you look at it and you see a guy with tattoos, you know, with cornrows, he looked like a guy, you know, who might have just walked out of the penitentiary. You know, so you look at a guy like Allen, and what you see really is the same thing you see when you look at hip-hop culture. And to me, the two, you know, worlds of basketball and hip-hop perfectly go together, and Iverson's the perfect representative.
And one aspect of hip-hop culture that a lot of commentators have noted and many have decried is this thing about street cred, where crimes aren't a knock against you, but actually boost your reputation, boost your record sales in the world of hip-hop. How does the fact that Iverson was charged with a crime play into his persona? How did it affect his popularity?
You know, a lot of people think simply by being charged with a crime, you get street cred. And that has absolutely nothing to do with it. Street credibility has to do with the way in which one is viewed in terms of the streets, whether or not one is considered real or authentic. And what you have in the case of Allen Iverson is somebody who never changed his image to fit what the NBA wanted. You may remember the situation some years ago when the NBA decided to put him on the cover of their magazine and airbrush off his tattoos, and Allen was quite upset. He said, look, there are enough guys in the league who have, you know, an image different than mine. You could have used them. I would rather you use them. So I think people see realness and authenticity, you know, when they look at Allen Iverson. I don't think it has anything to do with being a criminal.
Well, is it realness and authenticity, or is it a certain type of realness and authenticity? There's no one who would say that Tim Duncan is inauthentic. He just simply has a style, and for people who may not know, Tim Duncan has won the MVP award for 2 years in a row. A lot of people think he's the best player in the NBA. But he just has a style that's a lot different from Allen Iverson's. So is he less authentic, or just less of the type of, if you want to call it authenticity, that Allen Iverson embodies?
Tim Duncan is very nondescript. You know, there's a reason you don't see Tim Duncan doing commercials. He doesn't have an image one way or the other. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's sort of, you know, there. And I think, you know, we have to recognize we live in a culture where, you know, people want more out of sports than simply wins and losses. They want personalities.
Let's talk about Kobe for a second. In the book, you say that Kobe Bryant, you talk about Kobe's upper middle class background, and you say that Kobe Bryant has often functioned as the league's de facto white man. Has that changed at all with his trial?
My point is there are no white American players of note in the league anymore. And so in this way, a lot of what has been attributed to Kobe were the sort of things that would have been attributed to great white players from a time past. So to me, when you look at the modern NBA, the issue is really about class, because there's so many black players, race is almost normalized here. And in that class equation, you're talking about a sort of upper middle class, non-threatening black male image versus a more lower class thug-like image, which of course is always very threatening.
And finally, for your purposes, for what you're trying to do to make us understand the NBA on this different level, is what they're really like the important thing, or is sort of their personas the more important thing for reading the NBA on the level that you want to read it?
You know, we don't know any of these people. We don't know politicians. We don't know actors. We don't know musicians. All we see is an image. So to me, persona is eminently much more relevant than who they are as real people, because unless you know them as real people, you can't really even begin to get into that conversation.
Todd Boyd, author of Young, Black, Rich, and Famous, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day Today's Mike Pesca.